السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg and in Durban on this beautiful Monday morning, the 20th of January, corresponding with the 20th of Rajab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us husni khatima. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to worship Him with total sincerity. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihu rahmati wa masabihu al-ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أعطى لله وأحب لله وأبغض لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mawlana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Monley. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Rajab 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter number 42, Surah Ash-Shura, the consultation, and verses number 16 and 17. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us, وَالَّذِينَ يُحَاجُّونَ فِي اللَّهِ, and those people who dispute regarding Almighty Allah, is He one? Does He have parents? Does He have children? Does He Does he have parents? Does he have children? Does he have partners, associates, and so forth and so on? And that is how the dispute regarding Almighty Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يُحَاجُّونَ فِي اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا اسْتُجِيبَ لَهُ. After the response has been given to him, Almighty Allah, meaning that for him, Almighty Allah, there's only oneness, uniqueness, all majesty, all sovereignty, all supremacy, authority belongs solely only to him, Almighty Allah. So, bin badi mastujiba lahu hujjatuhum dahida. So these people, the mushrikeen and the kafirin, those people who commit blasphemy and polytheism and idol worship, the proofs and dalail and evidence they bring, dahidatun inda rabbihim, dahida means batila. So it is rejected and it is null and void by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَعَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبْ, and upon them is the rage, anger, and wrath of Almighty Allah. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ, and for them there will be a severe and a horrible, terrible punishment. When they are sane and mature, and they die in that state and in that condition. We must remember there are three different categories of people whom Almighty Allah has condemned forever. And once they are sane and mature and they die in that state and condition, then is everlasting doom and gloom. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Verily Almighty Allah has cursed the non-Muslims and already prepared for them the blazing fire, the furnace, the inferno. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will dwell and stay there in that Jahannam hellfire for everlasting eternal doom and gloom. So what is the meaning of the kafirin? They reject the articles of faith, remember that. And then لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا. Hence there is no protector, no helper for them. Chapter number 33, Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, verses 64-65. Then you have the mushrikeen, those who ascribe, associate somebody, something to Allah. Allah has a son, Allah has a partner, Allah has a daughter. Allah forbid, aliyazu billah. Allah protect us from all this kufr and shirk. So Almighty Allah states for people like that who are sane and mature, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Verily Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla would never ever forgive such people who committed shirk and they associated somebody, something to Almighty Allah. Chapter 4, verse 48. And then in chapter 4, verse 145, Almighty Allah speaks of those people who only pay lip service to Islam. And in this day and this age, there is no shortage of them. So remember, these are the munafiqeen. They will have Muslim names. Sometimes they'll be reading salat and fasting. But inside the inner recesses of their heart, they are devoid of iman, no real faith and no conviction in the promises and teaching, preaching of Almighty Allah and of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 4, verse 145, Innal munafiqina fi darkil asfali minan nar. For these hypocrites, they will be dispatched to the lowest dungeon and layer of Jahannam and the hellfire. Therefore, O Muslim, O Muslimah, me and you should always be reading, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa-shirki wa-nifaqi. O beloved Allah, I seek your protection min al-kufri, from blasphemy, wa-shirki, and idol worship and polytheism, and nifaq, and hypocrisy. Because once we die on Iman and Islam, then through the grace and mercy of all Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, paradise, eternal bliss, joy and enjoyment. And when people are dispatched to Jahannam, that is the justice system of Almighty Allah, Adlam min Allah. So, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. For them, there'll be a severe punishment and chastisement. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Allahu Alladhi Anzal Al-Kitab. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reveal Al-Kitab. Kitab, yeah, it means jinns. Now, I don't want to explain too much to you to confuse you and blow your fuses. So, Kitab, yeah, is in a meaning of plural. So, all the divine books and scriptures, all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed it to the respected prophet and messenger, whether it's the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil. Torah to Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the Zabur to Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, the Injil to Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and then the final constitution for humanity and posterity, the holy, noble, glorious Quran, and that is to Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about wal mizan, and the scale, meaning and justice, that also Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has revealed. And we should know that Almighty Allah has called Islam a deen, Malik Yawmiddin, the day of justice. That is when we all will be questioned from the starting right till the ending, every baby, every child, every creation. And it is, Islam is a deen, political, social, economic justice. So that is why they wage a war against Islam and Muslims, because they don't want the truth. The biggest thing the enemies hate is the truth. So wal mizan, so remember that. So dilhaq, every book, divine scripture, when it was in its original form, is the truth and the justice. Al Quran yufassiru ba'du ba'da. Certain verses of the noble Quran, they elaborate and explain the other verses. Go read chapter 57, Surah Hadid, regarding the iron and steel, and verse number 25. And what do you see there? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informing us, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Indeed, definitely we, Allah Ta'ala using the royal pronoun to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. And Almighty Allah says, we send رُسُولَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, our prophets and messengers, with clear signs and miracles. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. And we sent upon them the books, you see, again the books. Mizan, and the justice, the scale of justice. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. So the people must be living with justice. Which country today in the world, name me one that has true justice? None. So remember that, no Muslim country, no Arab country, no non-Muslim country. So that is what Islam wants, justice across the spectrum and the board. Allahu alladhi anzal al-kitaba bil-haq. He revealed the Quran, the books, the divine scriptures, just with truth, wal mizan, and justice, and the scales of justice. And Allahu alladhi anzal al-kitaba bil-haq wal mizan. Wama yudrika la'alla sa'at qareeb. Yeah, you should understand, one lu'lu, one jawahir, one pearl and jewel of tafsir. When Almighty Allah Jalla Wala uses the term, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. When the word adraka is used, then Almighty Allah mentions the answer in that very surah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will make you understand the night of majesty and destiny? Allah Jalla Wala responds and says, لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It is superior and greater than 1,000 months. So Allah Ta'ala gave me and you the answer. Al-Qari'ah, mal-Qari'ah, wa ma adraka mal-Qari'ah. What is this Qari'ah? What is that? Naruna hamia, the blazing fire. So when it is used, wama adraka, the answer is used. But when Almighty Allah uses it in the present tense and future tense, then no answer is given, because the knowledge of that is solely, only, exclusively there by Him, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wama yudrika, and what will make you understand, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la'alla sa'ata qareeb, that perhaps the day of justice, perhaps the death of people, the qiyamat sughra, qiyamat kubra, the micro and the macro. The micro is our death, and the macro is the death for everybody. Everybody, everything shall perish. Chapter 28, verse 88, kullu shay'in halikun illa waja, every creation shall perish. He, Almighty Allah, alone will remain, because He was, He is, He is the exclusive Khalik and Creator, the exclusive Malik and Owner. So when Allah used the word Yudrika, only He knows the answer. La'alla sa'ata qareeb, that our death and our day of justice is very, very near. So we can see things are happening so rapidly nowadays. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala make our khatima, our ending, on perfect Iman and Islam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, remember, is the 20th of Rajab, 1446. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Three jutlas were freed yesterday by Hamas, by the Palestinians. These were three ladies, the Zionists, the Western press will never ever show you this. You know what the Palestinians did? The Palestinians put a necklace around each one of them, and with the flag of Palestine, to say we are the people who will respect the ladies, not like Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. They are the ones who rape our people in prison and in the dungeons. They are the ones, remember, who sexually molest them. They are the ones who torture and persecute them. And therefore, till today, no Haaretz newspaper, no Times of Israel could prove conclusively that these hostages were raped or they were tortured or so. But when you see what happened, 15 months ago, so they told that the Palestinians, Hamas, raped their ladies and so forth. Then the court said, the Supreme Court, that all that were bunkum and all lies and hasbara and propaganda, no evidence to back it up. So that is how the Western media plays things. So three jutlis, the women are gone home, they met their parents, family, whoever. The jutlas are celebrating and so forth and so on. Number two is this: what happens to our 90 Palestinians? Therefore, we say that Israel is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. They will release all of them, but how? 4 year, 5 year, 10 year? They say the Palestinians cannot celebrate, the Palestinians cannot congregate, and so forth and so on. 100% apartheid settler colonial mentality. Therefore, we say, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. The aid trucks are entering Gaza now, not as how we want them, but we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, inshallah, more and more aid will enter now into Gaza. People can walk freely. People cannot believe what they saw to what was once upon a time their homes and their houses. Total destruction. Gitmo is still open. The Harami Biden, his son Hara Hunter, another Harami. If you don't know what Harami means, it means illegitimate child. So this we don't say illegitimate, we say B. And these are all Haramis. Whether it is Bush, whether it is Blair, whether it's Blinken, whether it's Biden, whether it's however him, you must remember that his son and Kamala, all of them war criminals, and all of them guilty of this genocide. that was committed. First time in the history of humankind, a genocide committed in the full view of the public. And it is live streamed how they murdered our babies, our children, how they murdered and killed our women and men, how they murdered and killed the civilians. Israel is a pariah state. Humiliation, disgrace forever for America and Israel. And Gitmo is still open. All the politicians in America said they will close it. So it shows the stain will still remain on America. Let's see if Trump will close it. Today is D-Day for him. They call it Donkey's Day because first time the president of America will enter the White House and he's a felon, a criminal. 34 charges he's found guilty of. So remember, if he had not won the elections, he should have landed up in jail and prison. Israel must withdraw from Lebanon by January 26. That is what President Aoun says. That is the president of Lebanon. So let's see what happens there. Biden, his policy on Ukraine, his policy on Gaza, both turned out to be a disaster. And you saw America lost billions and billions and billions. That is what Quran Kareem states, Hasratan alayhim summa yughlabun. It becomes a source of remorse and regret, and then they are defeated as well. So that is what America facing. Hamas defeated them. We are proud to associate ourselves with Hamas, and we say very good to Putin regarding the issue of Ukraine, how he defeated America and Ukraine and Europe and all of them. So remember that now they're going to build a pipeline that is from Russia. From Russia would love straight to Iran. So more and more oil and other things can move both directions. So very good that is. Remember, one side Russia, one side Iran and so forth. The German ambassador to the United States of America says Trump will be destroying America because he's going to clamp down on the democratic institutions. How's that now? The German ambassador to America says Trump will be destroying the America because he doesn't want the true democracy. He wants it his way or the highway. So because Trump is an egoist and a narcissist, these last two comments are from my side. If you know who and what Trump is, and remember that. Trump is planning a trip very early in his presidency to China. So he wants to make friends with China and Putin and Russia. He knows these are the two big players and both of them oppose, remember, America policy and so forth. So he wants to become pally, become my friend and I become your friend. See, I'm going to remove TikTok. That these foolish people, Biden and them, they ban TikTok there, you must remember, in America. I will sign an executive order and TikTok will be already active there in America. It's already active in many places and so forth. Zelensky, the idiot, the fool. So he begged Trump thrice, you understand? This is what Trump Jr. said, that please invite me for your inauguration. All three occasions, remember, Trump declined it and said no. You're not invited. Cyril is not invited. And Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, invited, but he wouldn't go. Why he wouldn't go? Because Trump called him a SOB, son of a B, you see, and he is that and worse. So well done to Trump for calling him that. Listen to the chief, the previous chief of the European Union. He says the EU, the European Union, are hypocrites and hypocritical regarding Bibi Netanyahu. When it came to him, to Putin, all of them rushed and said that he's a war criminal and he's guilty of this crime and this crime and he must not be allowed to travel and what have you. But when it came to Netanyahu, the war criminal, then they were dragging their feet and so forth. So there you have it from your own horse's mouth. He says the European Union a bunch of hypocrites, and we agree and endorse his sentiment. TikTok will resume fully today with courtesy of Trump, and the government of national unity will be the best for Gaza. That is what Barghouti says. So the Americans are saying that no, Hamas can't control. Who the hell are you to decide for the Palestinians? That is like I'm saying that no, that the Republicans can't rule America. So who the hell are we? We can't make your decision. So you see, everywhere they have double standards and so forth. Hamas are the heroes. They dispatch thousands of Israelis straight to hell, and they injured more than 50,000 of your Jutlas, and 1 million, half a million Jutlas ran away and are gone already, and your economy is in tatters, and everybody knows Israel is on the verge of extinction. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will dismantle you, because you are zalims, you are oppressors, you are war criminals, and you are the tinpot dictators. Let's come to our beloved country, South Africa, and give you news here. The joke is on us, you know, we have to pay for all these characters. The Zulu king cancels his marriage with his latest bride, his third wife, he cancelled it, but the matter is still going to court, and we have to now pay for all the shenanigans here. So we see that the Medina Institute received 100,000 rand from the mayor of Cape Town. What a disgrace that is. Like our Maulvis here, the Jamiat, you must remember, here in Forsberg, receiving money from politicians, and the MJC receiving money. Whole lot, all of them. They are all scholars for dollars. They have sold their soul to the devil. Therefore, we say to read Salat behind these characters, Nanavi and all these characters, these sheikhs and so-called Maulvis, is not permissible. Remember, they are a disgrace to Islam. Okay, Cyril, I told you, will not be going to Washington, not invited. Cyril's antics and his tactics and policy regarding the GNU, he wants to keep it afloat, the government of national unity, at all costs. This will be tipping South Africa towards mayhem and chaos and so forth. So remember that 8:30 to 9 our program today, Mawlana Zahid will interview me regarding America and Trump and their policies and so forth. And then between 1 and 2 we'll have tafsir, commentary of the Noble Quran. Between 2 and 2:30 will be report back, our trip to Roshni, and that is with Brother Ahmed. So remember, Abadi of Somaliland, Allah Ta'ala reward him, wonderful trip, many lessons for me to learn and for you to learn. And then tonight, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, between 8 and 10 tonight on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the live Q&A. Barakallahu fiqh. Ma Salim, we have 25 minutes, so let's fire up inshallah with the Q&A.
Mufti Sahab, please can you tell me the ruling on hitting one's wife? Does the Quran allow husband to hit his wife if she's disobedient?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You see, that is what you call in English a loaded question. This person wants, I must say yes, so he wants to beat up his wife and hit her and assault her. Does the Quran Sharif say that? Like what you are saying? No, it doesn't say that. So what does the Quran Sharif state? The Quran Sharif states when there is rows and ructions between husband and wife, so then you must take remedial measures. So what are the remedial measures? Wallati takhafuna nushuzahunna, those women, meaning your wives, you, the husband, you fear, nushuzahunna, they will be disobedient to you, they will be disrespectful to you, fa'idhuhunna, so speak to them, give wa'az to them. Wa'az means tarqiqul qulub. I remember 40, 50, 60 years ago, that they would even write on the mosque board, that wa'az by this Mawlana and that Mawlana. So wa'az means you speak such words where you melt the hearts of people. So speak to your darling, oh my poppy, oh my darling, oh my sweetheart, that take this gift, come we can solve this problem amicably, mutually, and like that you win the heart of your wife. So that's first step. Second step, still she's stubborn and she's obstinate. Wahjuru hunna fil madaji. So we hold the conjugal relationship, but you don't go and announce it to all and sundry. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wala tahjur illa fil bait." That you would hold the conjugal relationship, except there at home. You gone as visitors, husband and wife. You're going to spend the night, one, two nights there by your family. You don't announce to all of them that please give us two separate beds because we have rows and ructions. No. La yambaghi lil mu'mini ayyuzilla nafsa. It's not permissible for a Muslim person to go and disgrace himself. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Wala tahjur illa fil bayt, mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So you withhold it. Not that now you start having an affair with your secretary or with your girlfriend and your mistress. No, this is to show her that you are not pleased with her. Wadribuhun. Wadribuhun will mean that you just tap her with a ruler or with a miswak. There must be no scars, there must be no marks, no nothing. And if you want, I give you an example of that from Quran Sharif. Al Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Certain verses of the Quran Sharif, they will elaborate and explain the other verses. When Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about Suratul Kahf, Therefore, we are told and commanded every Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, every Friday till before sunset, we should be reading Surah Kahf. Many, many lessons there. These were the seven youngsters who went away from Daqyanus, the Tanpot dictator who threatened them, tomorrow if you give me this answer, that you believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, then you will be executed. Lo and behold, they entered a cave, and when they entered there, they made a dua. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma. Oh, beloved Allah, you grant us from your side the special, special mercy. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. You arrange for us the best, Ya Allah, regarding our matters and affairs. That is what they begged and petitioned Almighty Allah. You see, the word there was what? That وَدْرِبُوهُنْ. So yes, see, Allah says, فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَافِ. So then we tapped on their ears. The angels went. And how you make your baby sleep, you just tap on them, so on their ears, so they must sleep there in the cave. Surah Kahf. Kahf means a broad cave. Ghar means a narrow cave. Chapter number 18, Suratul Kahf, verses 10 and 11. You understand from this verse, you take out your belt, with your hands you hit your wife, you leave scars and marks on her. I tell every lady who is in that condition, you don't waste your time with the Maulvis and Ulama and Jamiats and with me. We got no power. We only consultative committee. So go straight to the police and lay a charge of assault and let him spend few days there in jail. And when they panel beat him properly there, then he will know what it is. So to translate Wadribu Hunna, to assault your wife and a wife battering and hitting and so forth, like what you are saying, absolutely haram. Laysa bi khiyarikum. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, such type of husbands can never be considered as good husbands who beat up and assault their wives and so forth. So when you study Islam, you study it holistically and not selectively, brother. And that is what you are trying to do. So stay away from that. When you study Quran Sharif, you must read the Ahadith Mubarakah. You must read the Seerah Mubarakah. Read the teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salam. Khayrukum khayrukum li ahlikum. Wa ana khayrukum li ahli. The best of you are the best of you to your wives and children. I, Habibuna, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best to my wives and my children. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. On the authority of Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, radiallahu anhuma. Mother Aisha reported that hadith. And go study the seerah of Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not once did the Master, alayhi salam, raise his Mubarak hand on any lady. This is what Islam teaches us. This is what Islam taught the Jutlas, that go ask your own ladies, that did the Palestinians rape them? Never. Did you rape the Palestinians? They raped our men and women, and they murdered our men and women, and they persecuted them for the past 80 years. That is the stain of the scum of the people of the world, and that is the Jutlas and the Zionists.
Mufti Saab, a family gave a substantial amount to a masjid to purchase the adjacent property and gave a similar amount as a soft loan. The masjid now owes this amount to the musalli. Can the masjid collect zakat to pay off this debt?
Totally haram, absolutely haram. You must collect lillah money. You can't use zakat money. Zakat money must be given to the poor Muslim people. This person is not poor. He gave you 1 million rand as a gift. He said that is for the masjid. He gave you another 1 million rand as a loan and said you purchased the land adjacent to it for the parking and what have you. So now you want to collect zakat money. Absolutely haram. And that zakat will not be valid, would not be discharge. For zakat, remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us that in chapter 9, Surah Toba, verse 60, Faridatam min Allah, that the recipients of the zakat have been stipulated, prescribed, ordained by Almighty Allah, 8 different categories, and the recipient must be Muslim and poor and so forth, so that are the people entitled to receive zakat, not millionaires and so forth. Totally haram and not permissible.
Mufti Saab, when making nikah, how soon should the walima be in order to get the reward for the sunnah?
You got 3 options basically. So yesterday was a nikah, right? Sunday. So now yesterday before Zohar, after Asr was the nikah. So then the couple spend the night together and today they have walima. So then they invite their family, friends, 5, 10, 50, 20, whatever. So remember, so that is the proper way of doing it, the sunnah and so forth, and the best way of doing it. So okay. And to consummate the marriage is not a prerequisite, is not a condition for the validity of the walima. So that is one scenario. But today's world, people get married far distant places. Now you must remember that the husband is here in Johannesburg and the lady is there in PE, Cape Town, Durban. So far, far places. You have to travel 5, 6, 10, 12, 15 hours, for example. So they say, okay, on the same day we will have the walima. So yesterday before Zohar, for example, you must remember is the nikah. And thereafter, that after Zohar will be the walima. So is that permissible? Yes, with one condition. So after the nikah has been performed, so now husband, wife go into khalwa, into privacy. They don't have to consummate the marriage and have a quickie, you know. So you must remember that. So they just go, mashallah, and for half an hour, 20 minutes, he will kiss her, touch her, embrace her, a neck, on the neck. He gives her a peck on the neck, you see. So things like that he will do in that 20 minutes, half an hour. And after that, they will come out from the secret place, you see. And then you have walima, so permissible. You call that khalwa. That the newly wedded couple enter into privacy. So that also is permissible. Second one is this, that sometimes the distances are far, you know. So now yesterday was the nikah, and last night was the first night. Today, Monday night is, you must remember, the second night. So then on Tuesday, you have the walima because people have to travel and so forth, logistical reasons. So that also is acceptable. But this business, what we're having nowadays, that the walima, they call it walima, is taking place after 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days. Then they call it walima. That's not walima. That's an ordinary da'wat and so forth. If you want the wonderful discussion on this, open Hazrat Sheikh's work. You must remember that the work of Jazul Masalik, and that is the commentary of Mutta Malik, a masterpiece it is, and the different types of wala'im. Wala'im, different types of invitations. I still remember he has a wonderful discussion. And if you got the book by Sheikh Salih Balehi, so when I was in the Haram Sharif, how many years ago? 40 years ago, 1983. So I went with my mother, and mashallah, wonderful Ramadan we spent there, my wife, my mother, and myself. Allah Ta'ala grant our beloved parent Jannat al-Firdaus. One Sheikh used to deliver talks there in the Haram. So I used to go to him and tell him, Sheikh, I got this question. He said, you ask a lot of questions, come with me. Then he gave me this book, a masterpiece for every person who's interested in the Hanbali fiqh and other fiqh and jurisprudence. Asal Sabil fi Ma'rifati Dalil. Wonderful book in 3 volumes he gave me. So there also he's got there the different types of wala'im. Wala'im, the plural of walima. How you give da'wat for this, you give da'wat for that, da'wat for that. So all this, yeah. So if you're going to give after 1 week and 10 days, that is not walima. It's an ordinary da'wat and invitation. So that is what we should understand.
Mufti Saab, what is the thinking of Maulana Imran Hussein, his beliefs and his thinking?
He is a person who comes from the Caribbean. He studied there where you and me were, the city, not the institution. Maulana, you were in Karachi, and mashallah, you even spent longer time than me there in Karachi. So I was in Karachi from beginning 74 till 80. So remember that, right? So now he was that side there, that Nazimabad side, Professor Ansari and all those places. So remember, I give you a quick story. So many, many years ago, this week, yeah, end of this week, that Islamically, the Islamic lunar calendar, this Sunday coming, will be exactly 7 years for Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So we say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu, wa laka almulku kullu. We praise you alone. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatu min Rabbi. This is the barakah and wasila of Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we must place on record our sincere thanks to the Capital Group, Haji Mahmud Ikhlas and his team and so forth. Imagine this week Sunday, 7 years. It just went so quickly. So Allah Ta'ala Qabool Farmai, Allah Ta'ala accept it. So before that, maybe 10, 15 years ago, he wanted to come on CII. So when I heard about him, I said, no way we're going to allow him to come, and nobody is allowed to interview him. This is when I was still in charge there. Obviously, you know, I resigned after that and so forth. So you must remember, 7 years now with Markaz, and so with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. So the point I'm making, so why we will not encourage people to listen to his lectures and so forth? I give you 3 points. All that you can read, you must, you can just Google it. He says, this Imran Hussein, he is says of there, you in the West Indies, Caribbean, he says that the fatha, kasra, and the diacritical marks, you call it i'rab, you call it diacritical marks, there are mistakes in the Quran. A person makes statement like that, he goes out of the fold of Islam straight away. He says, Ya'juj, Ma'juj, Gog and Magog already came out. So we ask him, where are they? He says that they are America and Britain. You open his books, you will find all these things there. I have about 3 or 4 books of his. So that's where he's corrupting the people. Third one, he says, to say that Jesus, you must remember, he was taken to the heaven and he was saved and all these type of things. And somebody else was then, you must remember, killed. He say all this here is not the truth. So you're rejecting Quran. So how can we ever encourage such people? So people themselves who are deviants will invite such deviants to South Africa. Quran Kareem speaks of it. Surah 24, verse number 26. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. The immoral people for the immoral, the impure men for the impure ladies. So that is the system. We say is haram to hold him, to invite him, to hold him, meaning that you invite him and tell him that he must come and you invite him for lectures and so forth to entertain him. All that, we have nothing to do. Al-hubbu lillah wal-bughzu lillah. We love for Allah's sake and we hate for Allah's sake, remember. Not permissible.
If the husband is not happy with his mother-in-law living and being looked after in your house, can the wife override her husband's decision?
When the husband told his wife that, okay, you can bring your mother here to our house, and then after 1 month, 2 months, he sees that things are not working out. Obviously, he can tell his mother-in-law, you go to your husband, to your father-in-law's place, or you go to your son's, your brother-in-law's place, and so forth. It's not the duty of the son-in-law to look after the mother-in-law. If he's keeping her, then he's just doing a favor. It is the barru and ihsan. And you, the wife, you cannot impose upon your husband that he, the husband, must keep the mother-in-law, and so forth. So you got no right to write Islamically to override the husband, even though you might be a millionaireess and very, very wealthy and rich, and now you want to, you understand, override your husband, all that not permissible. Everything must be kept in its proper perspective. If and when the husband keeps her, so remember, he's just doing a favor. I told you my mother-in-law passed away here. We were very happy. Every day she used to make special dua. So if you do that, is excellent. But now, there are rows and ructions and so forth. So then the husband can tell the mother-in-law that please you go to your sons, or you go to your daughter, or you go to your husband if your husband is alive and so forth. So it's not his responsibility. And you, the wife, you cannot override the husband on these type of issues.
Mufti Saab, as a woman, is it permissible to read Salah behind the Imam of the Haram? Some people say they do not make intention for the females.
Remember, that is fatwa according to all 4 schools, whether he's Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanafi's, Hanbali's, totally permissible to read Salat for the ladies behind the Imma and Imams of the Haramain Sharifain and the Imam of Aqsa al-Mubarak and so forth. That is fatwa, the verdict. What is better, we will always advocate that better is for you ladies to read Salat there in your hotel room individually. And this is not our fatwa from nowadays and past 30, 40 years. Nay, is Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fatwa. Go open Targhib wa Tarheeb by Allama Munziri rahimahullah, and he has a chapter there, Khurujun Nisa ila al-Masajid, women going to the masjid and so forth. And there is mentioned, remember, Umme Humayda Sa'idiyah, she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I want to read salat behind you inside Masjid Nabawi. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew Medina very well. It was very, very small that time. So every house you know basically. See Umme Humaid radiallahu anha. What you desiring, I know. But if you read salat in your house, the front section, you will get greater reward. You read in the middle portion, you will get even greater reward. You read right at the back, you will get the optimum, maximum reward. Go and open that وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرُ لَهُنَّ in Abu Dawood. And the women, the homes are the best for them. So the fatwa will be that for salat is totally permissible. Some Hanafi Maulvis, they want to be more Catholic than the Pope, you know. So they say, no, the Imams of the Haram don't make intention and so forth. For them to make intention, not compulsory or something. So you must remember, so you as a Hanafi lady, if you read your Salat behind the Imam of the Haram, the first Salat, Tarawih Salat, Witr Salat, Janaza Salat, all is valid and permissible. But remember, we will definitely say, we don't encourage that. We encourage that the women read their Salat in the hotel rooms, and the reward will be much greater, especially like Jummah time. You're going to push so many men, and the men going to push you, so you just stay there. And that also you will find in Targheeb wa Tarheeb, that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to tell the women in the golden era of Islam, أَخِّرُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخَّرَهُنَّ اللَّهِ. You don't come here for Jummah Salat. You go to your houses. So we don't speak from our pocket and emotionally. We speak academically with proof and evidence. So the fatwa verdict will be Salat is valid, but remember, it is not encouraged, it is discouraged. So read your Salat in your hotel rooms and you will receive the maximum optimum reward, inshallah.
Muftisab, if a person verbally says, I give so and so talaq-e-bayin, he verbally says it once, how many talaq does it constitute?
Remember, if the husband wrote it out or the husband uttered these words and he used the word talaq, so that's a clear-cut word, and then whether he made niyat or he didn't make niyat, the talaq is valid. And then he qualified it and said ba'in. So what does it mean? So talaq-e-bayin means one irrevocable divorce has taken place. He can't take back his wife during the iddah and the waiting period. After the iddah expires, he can't take her back. Yes, if all parties agree, he agrees and his ex-wife agree, and the ex-wife's father, biological father, agree, that is better for you all to reconcile. You'll have 2, 3, 4 children. So if they want to reconcile, whether during the iddat or after the expiry of the iddat, then remember, a fresh nikah, tajdeedun nikah, is required, and everything new now, the mahar, new witnesses, everything and so forth. And if this is the first talaq and divorce, then for future he has 2 talaqs left, remember that. So that is talaq-e-bayin. Talaq-e-raj'i, revocable divorce, means the husband told his wife that he has issued her 1 talaq, verbally or in writing. In the present tense, he used the words or the past tense. So during the iddat and the waiting period, Hanafis and Hanbalis say it is 3 menses. Shafi'is and the Malikis say it is 3 periods of cleanliness. Salat al-Quru, as enshrined in the Noble Quran. So during that waiting period, the husband can take her back, whether she likes it or she doesn't like it. Chapter 2, verse 228, وَبُؤُولَتُهُنَّ أَحَقُّ بِرَدِّهِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ إِنْ أَرَادُوا إِصْلَاحًا. So if the husband takes her back after the 1 talaq raj'i, irrevocable divorce, so then they again husband wife, that is during the iddah, and for future he has still 2 talaqs left. If the iddah expires, now he can't take her back unless, remember, they perform a new nikah and a new marriage ceremony and so forth and so on. So we should draw this dichotomy and distinction and highlight the difference between a revocable divorce and irrevocable. Talaq al-raj'i, revocable, and talaq al-bayin, irrevocable.
Mufti Saab, if a rich woman wants a divorce from a man, does he get any money from her for her way out?
Remember that if the husband gave his wife talaq, then he does not receive anything. When he said the word divorce, he uttered it already, he's writing it already, he wrote it already, he doesn't receive anything. Yes, in Surah 2, verse 229, it is the wife who is in the wrong, the guilty party. So in that case, the husband is begging her, let's make the house, the home work. But she's not interested. She doesn't want to read 5 daily salat. She doesn't want to dress modestly. She doesn't want to cook. She doesn't want to do anything. She just wants to be running around, going to the mall and meet Paul and watch TV, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Shaitan Hood and so forth. So then the husband will tell her, see, I tried everything, but you don't want to listen. Look at the glory, the beauty, the style of the Quran Sharif. Chapter 2, verse 187. Hunna libasul lakum, wa antum libasul lahun. Marriage is a garment and clothing for husband and wife and the spouses. And if you read Surah 20, Surah Taha, Allah Jalla wala addresses Nabi Musa alayhi salam, فَخَلَعَنَا عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى. Chapter 20, verse 12. Remove your sandal shoes. O Nabi Musa alayhi salam, O Moses, peace be upon you. You are in a sacred holy place. So now this is called خُلَى. فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْهِمَا فِي مَفْتَدَدْ بِي. There the wife will say, okay, I want my freedom. You must release me. So the husband says, give the mahar back. Give the Kruger coin back. Give the cash back that I paid you for mahar. 50,000, 30,000, 5,000, 1,000. Both of them agree. Then the husband will issue a talaq, a buy-in, an irrevocable divorce. That's in khula, not in talaq. We must draw a difference between the two. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.